the status of pro longboarding. On this episode, we discuss some sensitive and controversial topics. Right after the Stokey Feels song by the Elegant Sisters, the official song of the Longboardarian podcast. Stay tuned. Good day, longboarders from around the world. This is Tupi Cabrera for the Longboardarian podcast. I hope this episode finds you well. And before I start with the episode formally, remember, give me a follow if you enjoy my content on Instagram, Facebook, and on YouTube. On YouTube, I have a small library for now of longboarding related videos. And remember, my whole project with Longboardarian, the whole idea is for me to cover the longboarding culture, the longboarding community around the world with a focus in California. That's my mission with Longboardarian. So if you're into that, if you're into longboarding, that's what I'm all about. Please feel free to give me feedback. I would love for you to give me some feedback in my iTunes page review of the podcast. That's very helpful for my podcast. So, coming in the next few weeks, I ran out of English episodes. I do have some scheduled episodes that I'm going to be recording with different surfers within that group. I have Lance Wolzagel from Southern California. This guy was, still is, an excellent longboarder, and he lived in a his peak of competitive longboarding in the 90s, early 2000s. So I really want to get his input on longboarding culture back in the 90s, early 2000s, and what he sees today in the 2019s. And I also have a scheduled interview with one of my favorite longboarders. This is Aaron Ashley. Aaron Ashley is a very interesting character and a very talented longboarder. If you haven't heard from her, look her up on Google, YouTube, maybe Vimeo. Aaron Ashley. I like her longboarding because she's a unique surfer. She brings a different approach in her repertoire. I really dig her style. So stay tuned for that episode. And now let's talk longboarding. This episode is an episode that has some controversy. Yesterday, April 19th, I did an opinion piece on my IGTV. IGTV, for those of you who do not know what it is, it's a platform within Instagram. So if you go to my Instagram profile, Longboardarian, and you go to my profile, if you look in the upper left part of the page, you're going to see a circular icon with the letters IGTV. If you press that icon, it's going to direct you to this platform. And there I have all my videos with opinion pieces and analysis about longboard contests and whatnot. So yesterday, I did an opinion piece with a proposal, with an idea that I feel like would help in bridging professional longboarding competition in the highest level, okay? It would help bridge the high pro longboarders, which I love, and the traditional longboarders, which I love as well. And the reason why I'm making this proposal is because I feel like some changes need to happen so we can see a little bit more, and I hope I'm using this word right, parity. Parity. P-A-R-I-T-Y. Okay? I feel like, and I might be wrong, please share with me your thoughts. If you disagree, it's cool. Let's discuss longboarding. That's the whole idea. I did ruffle some feathers yesterday. I don't know if I did not articulate, I didn't orate properly my idea and proposal. Hopefully with this recording that I'm doing now, I can calm down some of the people that I really pissed off. If you go to my Instagram, my IGTV, you'll see some of the messages that I got in regards to my opinion piece. But anyways, I feel like the proposal and the idea that I'm putting forward would help in unifying a little bit more, bridging both sides, like I just said a few minutes ago, okay? And the proposal was, what if the WSL, which is one of the highest levels of pro longboarding, what if the Surf Relic, which just recently mixed together the both disciplines of longboard surfing for their event. In the past two seasons, they had the traditionals on one side and the high pros on the other side, which worked. But now they're gonna mix them together, and I think that's gonna cause some problems. Anyways, what if we applied a rule for the highest level of pro longboarding where everyone has to ride a single fin longboard? What if the best high pro longboarders took out their side bites and put a 9.5 inch fin as an example, and adjusted their surfing to a single fin feel, and the traditional guys maybe compromise, and on some of the events, instead of using a badass log, maybe they're using a semi-log, and have them meet in the middle. That's all that I'm suggesting. And it's cool if you do not see this idea as a good idea. It's cool. Just message me. Let me know so I can bring it into my platform and we can discuss it. The idea is discussing ideas that are related to longboard surfing. In this case, pro longboard surfing. I feel like when you have 2+1 high-performance longboarders competing against the more traditional type guys, there's too much disparity for the judges. And I think it's not fair for the judges and the competitors. I feel like if we have everyone on a single fin longboard, it's going to be more conducive to a more leveled field of longboard surfing. Okay? I got criticized yesterday that I was misconstruing the judging criteria that the WSL has right now. I'm not going to mention her name. I respect her family. Even though I don't know her personally, I respect her family too much to even mention her name. But she was visibly very upset with my proposal. And I don't know if she misinterpreted it. Maybe my delivery, my articulation was not the best. But I didn't mean any ill. Let me rephrase that. I didn't mean anything bad. I'm just giving a proposal and an idea that I think would help professional longboarding. So she complained that I wasn't being fair when I read the judging criteria of the WSL. I'm going to reread it again. And yes, yesterday when I read the criteria, I did not read the whole thing. But you know what? There wasn't much left. So I didn't leave much. Sorry, my first language is not English, so sometimes I have difficulty in finding the proper words. But here we go. She said that I left out a lot of the criteria, or I left some important parts of the criteria that I did not read yesterday. So today I'm going to read the whole thing. It's not that long. Bear with me. If you're in a traffic jam, just relax and listen. If you're washing dishes, just wash away and listen. Okay, this is the WSL judging criteria for longboarder for longboards. The surfer must perform controlled maneuvers in the critical section of the wave, utilizing the entire board and wave using traditional longboard surfing, period. Yesterday when I read this, I emphasized the word traditional. She did not appreciate that. So I'm going to read it again, that sentence, with no emphasis. The surfer must perform controlled maneuvers in the critical section of the wave, utilizing the entire board and wave using traditional longboard surfing, period. Okay? And then it says, the surfer who performs this to the highest degree of difficulty with the most style, flow, and grace will receive the highest score for a ride, period. That's what I read. The rest is further to that above, the following are key elements for judges to consider. And now there's a few bullet points here. 1, nose riding and rail surfing. 2, critical section of wave. 3, variety. 4, speed and power. 5, commitment. 6, control. 7, footwork. And then it has a little section that says note, and it says it's important to note that the emphasis of certain elements is contingent upon the location and the conditions on the day, as well changes of conditions during the day. Totally fair. So that's the criteria. That's Article 70 of the WSL rulebook on judging criteria for longboard. Now, having read that, I feel like if all competitors had a single fin setup, again, it would narrow down, it would actually encourage a more classical, traditional approach to longboard surfing, which is mentioned in the criteria. Okay? I'm going to give you a quick example of a competitor that's active right now. His board is one of the most high-performance longboards that I've seen in the last year. Narrow nose, narrow middle, narrow tail, super edgy on the tail. He's got the side bites plugs on his board. I'm assuming he has that as an emergency if they're competing somewhere. Not an emergency, but as plan B. In case he's competing somewhere or free surfing somewhere and the waves get crazy, right? Nevertheless, this guy surfs his board with a big ass, 10.25 inch, big fat single fin. And he surfs his heats with a perfect, in my opinion, a great blend. Let's call it a great blend of traditional style with high performance. The guy does some sick roundhouses. The guy does some sick nose riding. The guy displays great style and grace while on the wave. So my point being, I think it can be done. And we avoid having the situation of a great high-performance longboarder going man-to-man against a great traditional longboarder in a heat, 4 to 5 feet face. Let's use the example of Noosa, and making it really hard for the judges to judge the two extremes of the longboarding spectrum. That's why I feel like my proposal is a viable proposal, where instead of having both extremes of the longboarding spectrum going head to head, maybe it can be via the single fin use only. I hope I articulated that right. So when I want to read a few of the comments that were left on my IG, on my Instagram, in regards to this whole topic. And by the way, it's funny, and I'm not gonna name drop here. I remember when a year ago I posted a video of one of my favorite high performance longboarders surfing a wave in Malibu at the Relic. The guy totally killed this wave. He probably did like three powerful roundhouse cutbacks in good Malibu, probably like a solid 5 foot wave. He did some good nose rides, good style, good grace. The guy's an awesome surfer. I'm not going to mention his name. And I posted that video on Instagram, and within 2 hours, I lost the following of one of my favorite traditional longboarders. And I lost the following of a well-known photographer, surfing photographer. And I believe I lost like another one or two longboard traditionalists. And the ironic thing is, that same surfer that I posted the video of, yesterday when I posted my proposal of single fin use for high level pro longboarding, he deleted me he was following me, so he deleted me. So it's so ironic, you know. Anyways, I'm gonna read some of the messages that got left. My dog is ringing the bell. He needs to go to the bathroom. So this is going to be another 5 minutes. This is it, guys. I hope you're enjoying this episode. Please let me know if you like this format of giving an opinion piece for the podcast. with my analysis, with my observations. Okay, some of the comments left to me. There was an angry person. I'm not going to read hers. There was a few angry people. I'm going to read one by Evil Surfboards. And evil is not evil as like satanic or anything like that. It's like love backwards. And he says, T, meaning me, it's not a question of fins. It's about judging format that controls the action. The baseball bat is a poor example. They use the specific bat for architectural reasons. It will cost too much money to make the fields bigger. Plus, the batter moves the ball, not the opinion of judges. It's a contest. Do what you need to win. Okay, so to give you a little bit of context, the baseball thing is in the video I mentioned that in Major League Baseball, all batters need to use wood bats. Now, the wood bats can be of different sizes, different girths, weights. I was using that as an analogy. You know, batters cannot use composite bats or aluminium for that extra advantage. Composite bats are popular in some leagues because you get more pop. So let me talk about that really quick. Why I use that analogy? High performance longboards have more pop. That's my opinion. They have more pop. You do a, you know, you're surfing, let's say a 5 to 6 foot wave, let's say a head high wave, a juicy Malibu, let's use as an example, wave, and off the bottom turn, you get more pop. If you want to hit the lip on your 2+1, you get more pop when you engage that rail and you go vertical up, bam, come down, do another bottom turn, you got more pop. It's a more powerful board. So what if one of these high-performance longboarders like Cole Robbins or any of those guys, or let's go back to the 90s, Colin McPhillips. Let's go back to the 90s, Josh Baxter. They would take their single fin and fucking kill it. I'm sorry that I'm swearing now. They would kill it. So, in my opinion, it's a viable proposal. Let's have everybody use single fin, and that way there's less disparity. I would love to see a lot of these guys see their approach with a single fin. I did it recently. I saw Cole Robbins in Rincon, 6 foot waves, just killing it. He got a freaking 10 at the Rincon Classic. And I looked at his board, and I'm like, damn, this is the most high performance board I've seen in a long time. And you got a big ass fin on the back, 10.25. The next day I went home, I took my high performance longboard, which is not as high performance as his, and I put a 9.75 fin, and I loved it. It felt great. Yes, it didn't have the same speed, the same approach, but guess what? It mellowed my approach a little bit more. It's a mellowing of your surfing. To me, it's what single fin does. At least the way I surf. So anyways, what are your thoughts, guys? I hope this episode works. I hope that I didn't lose you within 5 minutes. I'm assuming that if you love longboarding and you love competitive longboarding, you are listening to me right now. Thank you for all the support to those who have supported me. Remember, my whole idea here is to engage in conversation. I don't think staying silent is the way to have longboarding grow. Let's have a conversation. There was a lack of it. There was a void of talking longboard culture, longboard surfing, talking about the longboard community, and that's why I started Longboardarian. I hope I'm filling that void for you, my listener. And if you have any suggestions, again, please let me know. If you want to support my content, please do so by buying a t-shirt. I'm not asking for a free donation. I'm asking, hey, you like what I'm doing? Go to my website, longboardarian.com, and get one of my t-shirts. They're pretty rad. They're super comfortable. I have some hats that are really cool, hand-drawn by Alberto Padilla from Puerto Rico. They're all longboard-themed. And that would tremendously help my objective, my initiative of covering the longboarding world, the longboarding culture. Shaka to all of you. I love you all. I'll see you in the water.